morning always feels a little bit better after a Matildas win. Welcome back to the official Liberty A-League podcast. Australia getting a 3-2 win over Spain. A brilliant result. Campbell Johnson, your host for today, and joined by Kath Cannulli and Grace Gill. Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Cam.
Always great to be here and talk your Matildas, Cam.
Now, I mentioned that it always is better after the morning after a Matildas win, but some of us here maybe aren't sleeping as much. Kath Cannulli, second child, congratulations. How's it going?
Thank you very much. Yeah, look, it's amazing, you know. My mum always told me when I was, you know, about 17, 18, how much she loved me, and I didn't really actually understand until you actually have your own kids. And look, it's been sleepless nights, but, you know, we can deal with those.
Oh, you're going to make me cry, Kath. You're going to make me cry. Get the tissues out.
It's the emotional side coming out in me now.
You also took your firstborn to the game yesterday. What did you make of it? How good of an experience was that?
Oh, he absolutely loved it. It was his first Matildas game. I was a bit disappointed that I couldn't find him a Matildas jersey to wear. There wasn't any in his size.
You didn't have any of yours rolling about?
It's a little bit big. I actually have to send you a photo of one with him in it. But we put him in a Wanderers jersey and he was supporting Auntie Claire Hunt while he was at the game then.
Adorable.
So that was really special. It was really nice to take him and obviously be around all the former Matildas as well and watch the game together. It's always, you know, I think for me sometimes it's actually a little bit surreal going to those games and, you know, taking a moment to actually soak it all in and actually believe what is in front of our eyes, because it's just amazing. And, you know, I always say this, I just never thought that women's football would have got to the heights that it's got to, you know, at the moment. And for me, I'm proud to have played a, you know, a small part in that history.
17,000 at Convent. Grace, you were also at the ground in the commentary booth for that one. Great game. And how'd it go from your end?
Yeah, it was great. Atmosphere was unreal at Combank. Just, yeah, as you mentioned, 17,000 people were a little shy of 20. So to imagine that fourfold in a few months' time, I mean, that 17,000 people made a hell of a racket. So to have a couple more under the roof would be amazing. And I think it's, you know, the Matildas are such a well-loved team. So unsurprising to see that, but it just really got things excited for what is to come in the months ahead.
And it's great to see because it rivaled the numbers of the Melbourne Derby as well in the men's that weekend on the Saturday, 18,000 there. So great to see fairly even numbers across them. So brilliant result. Let's talk about Liberty A-League stars. Courtney Vine. Grace, what a goal.
Amazing. It was
That's probably the best I've seen her to score, to be fair.
No, it was an unbelievable finish from Courtney Vine. And she spoke about it after the game in one of the interviews, and they've asked her around, you know, hitting it first time instead of taking a touch and looking to dribble. And she just spoke about how she couldn't believe how well it stood up for her and how well it fell to her. And the hit itself was just spectacular. When it went in, we had arms in the air and we were celebrating for her. But I'm so pleased for her. That's just such an outstanding finish from a player who at national team level is just looking so good and coming into really good form. The fact she's still starting for the Matildas, I think, is really well deserved and warranted given her performances in recent games in the green and gold. And that finish was a really nice way to wrap that up.
Kath, when it's your day, it's your day. And it was Courtney Vine's yesterday. What did you make of not only that goal, but her performance? And it's especially special for a player who's spent all their time in Australia.
It was a fantastic strike. When she put, I just knew as that ball touched her foot that was going to go in the back of the net. The way she struck, it was just superb, you know. And to see her with that smile and that joy, I always say to everybody, you know, when you score a goal, it is one of the best feelings in the world. And to score it in front of 17,000 fans on home soil against one of the powerhouse teams in Spain, you know, that for her would have given her confidence to grow. We know, you know, for Courtney Vine, it's a lot about confidence. She lacks in that at times. So to be able to score a goal like that so early, it really set the tone for her game as well, which then gave her the confidence. You'll see that she was trying to, you know, run with the ball at speed and she was trying to take players on. And, you know, she really grew from that goal. And again, you know, it's really fantastic to see her performing and really giving it her all in the green and gold. And like you just mentioned as well about, you know, playing in the A-League and, you know, choosing to stay here and to be able to still be able to step up and, be able to do that on the world stage has been fantastic for her.
I guess it really speaks to the strength of our league and also, you know, the strength of Australian football. She seems like she's part of the furniture for Tony Gustavsson at the moment, Grace.
Yeah, look, I think she's doing more than enough to make it easy for Tony Gustavsson. She's undroppable in my mind at the moment. With those kind of performances, I think any coach would be mad not to have her in their side, and let alone that, but their starting 11. And to Kath's point around that, setting the tone for her, but I think it also set the tone for the team. So that was in the 11th minute, and then the first half for the Matildas to stream away with that performance in the way they did. That was a really good start, and that was going to be important for the Matildas against Spain for their first 45 minutes to be strong and to come out with a good counter-attacking kind of play, their sort of high-pressing nature. They didn't press really high in their defensive shape, but what I really liked about the Matildas yesterday was seeing how they set up. They were so compact that allowed Spain to play the first couple of passes, and they gave themselves enough space that when they did hit it on the counter, they had people like Courtney Vine and Hayley Russo who could run into that space. And as we saw in the opening half, that worked so well for them.
You mentioned that they, you know, about the shape and the structure of the Matildas. Towards the end of the game, once they'd kind of settled them, the score was pretty settled at that point. They then shifted to a bit of a 5 or 6 at the back at points. Kath, do we think that was the right call, or what do you think was the rationale behind that one?
You can never say what's the right call and the wrong call. You know, I've been there as a coach, and, you know, probably a lot of people have, you know, said, wow, what the hell is she doing on the sideline? Why is she doing this? Why is she doing that? And as coaches, we make calls as we see it on the pitch. Obviously, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of different feelings and, you know, thoughts that go through your head. And unfortunately for him, you know, he might be trying to try certain things leading into the World Cup. Like, if we are in this position in a World Cup match, you know, will I do this? Will I not? What would I do? For me, they were playing with such confidence. You know, you're in the Cup of Nations. Yes, you want to win 100%, but the girls were playing well. They were doing really, really well. They were combining well. You know, they were getting players on the ball. They looked comfortable. I thought at that point there was no real reason to have to go so defensively. Once they did switch to that such a defensive mode, it really allowed Spain to be able to start picking them off and start to actually play. You know, Spain's a very technical team. And even though they're missing a lot of players, you know, from their, you know, first 11 that normally plays, with all the issues that's going on in that federation at the moment, you cannot let that team want to play through the guts. You know, they get on the ball, they constantly want to go through the middle. They're constantly wanting to break lines and to break you down. And if there was another 10 minutes in that game, it could have got a little bit, you know, the score could have got a little bit ugly there, because, you know, Spain, no matter what player comes on, you know, we're talking about street footballers here and players that, you know, live and breathe the game for, you know, from when they're born to, you know, the day that they, you know, take their last breath. So football is life over there. So, look, for him, he got away with the win at the end, and we don't know what his thinking is. It could have been, again, you know, he could have been just, you know, trying to try things, and he got away with it in the end. So, you know, that's the main thing at the end.
Well, you mentioned street footballers there. You mentioned the technical aspect of Spain. I mean, let's put some respect on this Spanish side, hey? Like, we know there's a lot going on behind the scenes with the Spanish FA and that kind of thing. But, Grace, their goals were sensational in this game, no?
Yeah, they were. And, look, I think they're a kind of team that, in my mind, I respect enormously. Their technical quality, the fact that they've got the depth that they've got with those players missing, but still being able to produce the level of football that they produced. As we knew Spain would do, they dominated possession. They far exceeded the Matildas' XG, so in terms of the clear-cut chances they created. And as Kath said, had this game pushed on a little longer, it certainly felt as though Spain were building. And we saw on a few occasions they really had to patiently work to break down the Matildas, but they did. And it took some time, and they had these long passages of passes, knocking it about, pulling it back in. But they eventually were finding these neat little passes through the line and looking to get a shot away. And that's the type of team Spain is, rather, because giving them time on the ball, that's where they're the best. And I think I understand why the Matildas moved to more of a defensive setup to try and see out the game, to manage the game, but I don't think they needed to. I think they were doing so well in the formation they had, the style of play that they were looking to deploy. Of course, I understand it, but look, I think their first half far exceeded their second, and for the second 45 minutes, it was a Spain 2-0 win.
Yeah, it was a bit backs to the wall in the second half at points. You mentioned there the XG and that Spain were leading that. I think a big part of why they didn't, or the Matildas didn't concede as much, Mackenzie Arnold. I mean, what a game. I know there was a chance in the second half where she really came up big for the Matildas, where you thought, oh, there we go, there's the first goal for Spain. But she denied the Spanish side. Kath, how good was she yesterday?
She was fantastic, and it's really great to see Macca get her chance and to be able to play consecutive games as well. I think she would grow in confidence in that. You know, she's always been the number two to Lydia, and obviously Micah at the moment being out with a concussion. So to be able to take that spot and to grow from that. And, you know, we can't forget that the last time that the Matildas did play Spain, they did lose 6-0, and Macca copped, you know, majority of those goals, which, you know, would be playing in the back of your mind. But, you know, as a professional, and, you know, these girls now are at the elite level, they need to put that, you know, out of their heads and step onto the field every game and just think, you know, clean sheet here. And, you know, she was fantastic. You could even see when she was getting the ball at her feet, she was trying to dictate from the back, and, you know, she was communicating, which was really good to see Macca really step up. But I look at Macca as a young kid still, because she's been around for such a long time. But, you know, to really see her grow in that position and be really dictating on the field and be able to, you know, stand up and be a leader was fantastic to see. And some of those saves that she made were unbelievable, which was fantastic.
Grace, what did you make of her performance? Sensational, right?
She was a young 28-year-old, but she's doing really well. And at West Ham, she's playing every single game. She's starting every single match for them. So I think building from her club form and her club minutes into country was always going to be a part of Mackenzie Arnold's game that was going to be difficult for her, because she had the likes of Lydia Williams and Tegan Micah essentially in front of her. But I think she's had a really good opportunity to assert herself, and she's done that so well. And last night it was her saves, it was her distribution, it was those key moments where Spain otherwise would have buried one into the back of the net, and she did make some really massive saves. So I'm pleased for her. I'm really, really happy for her, because I think these are the kind of performances that as fans, as the Matildas community, we've wanted to see from Mackenzie Arnold for so long. So to finally see this come to light, and look, I think she's doing enough to retain her starting spot, which is really important too.
We'll see where that ends up by the World Cup. That's a nice segue to today's segment as well, talking about some of the standout players from the game against Spain yesterday. We'll do it similarly to how we did it on Friday. We'll get your top five performers from the game, starting from the bottom, making our way up to the number one. Kath, we'll start with you. Who's your fifth best performer for the Matildas in the game?
I'd have to go with Kyra Coody-Cross. I thought she was just really good last night. She, you know, really tried to get on the ball as much as she could. You know, for me at the moment, though, I wish I could get her in front of goal, because I've seen her on the training pitch and the way she can hit the ball. But I think last night overall, she done a really good job in the centre of midfield.
You want to join the staff there at the Matildas, Kath? Join in.
It was funny though. I sent her a little text after the last game, because she hit that ball and she leant back. And I remember when she was with us at the Wanderers, I used to always just absolutely hammer her about getting her head over the ball. And I've always said to her, your best goals that you ever scored, you've never seen, because your head is over the ball. And we had a little bit of a chuckle over that. But yeah, look, she's a fantastic talent. And to see someone as young as Kyra to, you know, be, you know, a key player in that midfield. And, you know, sometimes we don't actually realise how much work she actually does off the ball and how much actual running she does as well. And, you know, she's an absolute workhorse, and it's just fantastic to see her, you know, back, you know, from that injury that she had, that little injury, and to be back in that team as well.
Well, if she scores a worldie on Wednesday night, we know who to thank. Grace, who's your fifth best performer?
I've gone with Captain Sam Kerr. I think for the last couple of games, she's played a bit of a different role to what we've seen from Sam. Just really hard graft work in the final third. She's not getting on the score sheet. Well, not last night. She did against Czechia. But she's doing a lot of those small connecting passes, just bouncing players in, pulling things together. And the key moment for me, for Sam last night, was when she was called offside, which I don't think was offside, in a really well-taken header, which is just an iconic Sam Kerr type of finish. Don't think it was offside.
Definitely wasn't.
And she had a little shake of the head to the assistant referee to say, I don't think that's right. But it was actually her response after that and how quickly she got back into shape, she got back into position, and she got the girls around her to do the same thing, because it's so easy as a player in those moments to get frustrated, to get distracted from the game, to take that into your next touch or into your next movement. But I think the fact that she responded that way was, look, a really key point. So I've got her as my fifth best performer for last night.
Really maturing as a player, and definitely not offside for me on that one. I think the fullback was keeping her on there. Maybe a little bit of bias, but hey, can you blame me? Kath, let's go with your fourth best performer.
Yeah, I had Sammy as my number four. I think, you know, as well as what Grace just said, it was actually good to see her playing a little bit of a different sort of role, because what we've got to make sure as well in this team is that we don't become predictable and always looking for Sammy over the top in the long ball, or, you know, really depending on her. And to see her being able to drop in and bounce and turn and be able to bring the other teams, bring the other players into the game, it was fantastic. I think it was a little bit disappointing that obviously Sam didn't get a goal last night. And I know for her, she would have been wanting to put the ball in the back of the net, especially in front of a big Sydney crowd. But it's just really great to see the way her game has actually, you know, evolved over the years. I think, you know, being at Chelsea and playing with, you know, the likes of, you know, these top players that have been in the WSL for such a long time, it's really fantastic to see her bring a different element to the Matildas, and, you know, being able to link up with Gorry and Rasso. And you can just see the harmony that she's got as well with Caitlin Ford, which is great to see as well. And I thought she'd done fantastic, even though not getting on the score sheet last night.
Yeah, I definitely say the Matildas are not relying on her at the moment, which is good to see that other players stepping up and not completely revolving around Sam Kerr's game. Grace Gill, who's your fourth?
I've got Courtney Vine. Look, I think she set the tone for last night's game. I think, well, we know how fast she is, but her pace and her explosive power in that opening 15, 20 minutes a few times sent real, real warning signs to Spain. And I think it was because of that that it set the tone for how the Matildas were going to go and play on for that next half, that first 45 minutes. So Courtney Vine is in my fourth spot for this game.
Sensational she was last night. A brilliant goal, as we've discussed. Kath, who have you got for third? Bronze medal.
Courtney Vine in third. Again, just her pace on that wing was just, honestly, it was just unbelievable. And again, once she scored that goal, I think it gave her the confidence to be able to use that pace and wanting to take players on 1v1 and just continue to run at players. And, you know, if you've got that speed, it's something that, you know, a lot of other players don't have, and it's a real threat to that back four. You know, we always say from our, you know, front players, you want to be disturbing, you know, that back line. And by running at players is one of the scariest things. And for me, having someone with Courtney Vine's pace running at me at speed as a defender, you're like, oh my God, what is going on here? So it's fantastic to see her have that confidence of being on the international stage and, you know, really giving it to that fullback last night as well. It was really nice to see.
Yeah, it's always a tough day in the office if you're facing Courtney Vine, I imagine. Grace, who have you got for third?
I've got Steph Catley. Look, I think she's the best left fullback in the world. I think the Matildas benefit so greatly from her set-piece delivery, as we saw last night as well. And she's just one of these performers who is so consistent. And sometimes that can be a little bit underrated, in the sense that she's not the one scoring these amazing goals or finishes or in the final third. But what she offers in the way of her delivery, her corners, every single time, like, it's on a platter. And that, as well as her defensive duties, how often does she get beat 1v1? Her spacing, her timing, her positioning is so good. And I thought Steph had another really good performance last night.
The Arsenal fullback doing bits for the Matildas. Second for you, Kath.
I had Macca, so Mackenzie Arnold. I thought she was great last night in between the sticks. And, you know, again, to see her be able to come out and, you know, sort of redeem herself against a great Spain team, and, you know, again, to play with great energy and to be really strong in between the sticks. And, you know, she pulled off some super saves in some key moments last night as well.
Mackenzie Arnold, West Ham goalkeeper, absolutely sensational. Grace, who you've got second?
I've got Caitlin Ford. It was really pleasing to see Fordy back in the side. I think we cast our minds back to some of the games late last year against Thailand, against Sweden, and how influential she was in those games. And it was always going to be a test against Czechia to see how the Matildas went without Caitlin. But I think having her back in the side against Spain last night, it just reminded everyone, in case we needed a reminding, of just how important she is. Her work rate, her energy, the number of duels she wins, her tackles that she makes. And I think she was an important part. Obviously, the finish was great as well. The goal was excellent. But the work she does in between those moments for me is just huge.
Really stood up for the Matildas. Kath, who gets your top spot?
I'm going to be a little bit biased here. I've given my top spot to Claire Hunt. I think she was fantastic last night to be able to come and be starting from, you know, again, playing in the A-League women, you know, having such a, you know, horrific run with injuries. She just didn't look out of place for me. You know, I think, you know, she just stepped in. You know, the pressure that she would have felt last night going in there next to Polky, I thought she was great. You know, she'd done her job. She'd done what she needed to do. And for me, she didn't look like somebody that just stepped into that team. And I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on players now, seeing that Claire has gone into that role. And, you know, it's something that now she's in there. Now she's got to hold on to it with two hands.
Auntie Claire Hunt, as you described her earlier, getting the nod. And I think it also speaks to how good the quality is within the Liberty A-League as well, that we're seeing Claire Hunt and Courtney Vine, staff of the Matildas, and there's plenty of players. Alex Chidiak in the previous game against Czechia was sensational. It just shows the quality that really is there. Grace, who have you got for number one?
Well, before I get to my number one spot, it's not Claire Hunt, but I will say on Claire Hunt, I agree, and honourable mention, because she, you know, she's a player who 72 hours prior to this start for the Matildas had not yet debuted for her national team. And I think now she is a genuine contender for a home World Cup. So I agree, she had a really sound performance. But my number one spot has gone to Mackenzie Arnold, because I think with her performances, she kept the Matildas in the game. And had she not made a few of those key saves, there would have definitely been more goals from this Spanish women's national team.
She really stood up big there. And I mean, the point you mentioned earlier just about the expected goals just shows how important she was for the Matildas in this one, and could have been a very different storyline if she hadn't been so key for the Matildas. Well, Grace Gill, Kath Connolly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Cam. Thanks, Kath.
Thanks, guys.
Well, there's another Matildas game this Wednesday night against Jamaica, the final game of the Cup of Nations, so make sure you do not miss that one. It is sure to be a cracker. There's so much content coming your way, so make sure to head to keepup.com.au to never miss a headline. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's all from the official Liberty A-League podcast and a Matildas special. What? I've been your host, Campbell Johnson, and as always, enjoy the football. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. Hold up on a minute, look nice, look nice. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. Hold up on a minute, look nice. Yeah, we look nice, future looking nice, we don't need to tell them twice. Here comes the future. Yeah, we look nice, future looking real nice, we don't need to tell them twice. Here comes the future.